located in Stillwater, Oklahoma, sits Cowgirl Stadium, home to a team built on kinship, ambition, and tenaciousness. Home to a team that is ready to wrangle and corral the stampede that comes with college softball. Get your lasso ready. Here are Jared Rogel and OSU head softball coach Kenny Gajewski.
And welcome in. This is TCRS, the Coach Roadshow. I'm the coach, Jared Rogel. Here is your Big 12 roundup for this past weekend. Oklahoma swept the Tennessee Classic in Knoxville, defeating Tennessee, Radford, and Lincecum, with all three games being shutouts. Baylor swept Kansas, Texas Tech took two of three from Iowa State. Your current standings in the Big 12 are Oklahoma, Baylor, Texas Tech, Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma State, and Iowa State. We are brought to you by Vinci. Check them out at vincipro.com. And as always, we are live on the 100% Food Hotline. Visit spacenutrientstation.com to get all the information on a 100% Food. Joining me right now, though, as he always does here on Mondays to co-host the show with me, head coach of Oklahoma State University, Kenny Gajewski. Coach, how are you?
Jared, I'm doing good. I'm fighting a little bit of a cold, but hanging in there after a tough week and looking forward to playing again tomorrow evening.
Well, Coach, outside of the softball world, you got to be feeling pretty happy about what your Red Sox did this past weekend to the Houston Astros.
Oh, yeah. I love watching them. I got to watch a little bit of the Red Sox game on our bus ride home when my Wi-Fi wasn't going in and out, but yeah, they're playing well. And I think when they can get all their guys going in the right direction, they've got a chance, you know, to be a really good team.
Well, as I mentioned, while we're off there, and I'll let everybody know, Coach has a little bit of bragging rights on me today since his team cost me my fantasy league games this past weekend. Since I had a relief pitcher in there that did not get the job done last night.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Coach.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, with that said, let's jump right into this. First, we'll obviously recap the Texas series. Two notes that I really took out of just the entire series in general before we break down the all three of the games, and I want to get your thoughts on both of these. Really, games one and two were completely what we thought they could have been, which was a pitching duel in both games one and two. And then the other thing I took out of it is Oklahoma State comes out of this Texas series without committing any errors, which is always great, especially when you're in conference times. Coach, really quick, your thoughts on those two points.
Yeah, I just got a stat from my director of ops that said that we've lost our conference games now, or our last, maybe it's our last six conference games are by nine runs. We're just close, and unfortunately close isn't good enough in this game. I told our team, I said, hey, if we continue to play like this, we've got a chance. The one thing our conference has, we have some pretty good pitching in our conference, and the offenses are okay, but the pitching is really good. Kansas has a frontline kid, and Texas does, and Oklahoma does, and Baylor's got one or two, and it's pretty competitive, I felt like we did our part offensively. We just couldn't get enough going. We couldn't get enough stops with our own pitching staff, and that's the key here. Defensively, I thought we played very well. We actually did make a error in the last game. We dropped a fly ball in center field. And we had a couple other plays that, me being a defensive guy that I pick on, I talked to our shortstop, Randy O'Donnell, who's just over the last 6 weeks has just been unbelievable, bullet short. We've made a few changes, and we've changed up our everyday defensive routine because I felt like we weren't doing a few things well. And since at that point, she has been tremendous. There are just little plays that don't always go down as errors, but they're mental errors that we sometimes have, and they're not physical. So they don't go down as an error in the book, but occasionally we don't come and get a ball that we should have come and got. And we might not have made the play, but if you that was the only chance you actually had to make it. And so we're getting better at those, and we're having fewer and fewer of those type of plays as well. And so it's really we're starting to play the kind of defense that I want to play, and I think we can play. So I'm very happy with that. And I told Randy she made some unbelievable plays this weekend, and just really happy about her and some others. Taylor Lynch is playing better at third, and Maddie Sue Montgomery is playing really well at second base, and so it's been fun, to watch. And then in yesterday's game, Dre McKee in left field made a couple of unbelievable plays that kept us in that ball game. So like I told people, this team is getting better. And it might not show in the wins and the losses, but I think when we go back and look at everything and look at the schedule that we played, our RPI, our all those fun facts, I think it's very easy to see, if you really know what you're talking about, how much this team has improved, and just really happy about the foundation that this team is laying for what we've got going forward as well.
So game one, final score was 2-4. Obviously, Texas coming out on top on all three games. First game 2-4. There, the key things in this one. I mean, again, going back to everything being a pitcher's duel, this game, this game really, really was. When you look at everything that happened in this one, the first OS or, I'm sorry, yeah. The first you hit actually coming in the sixth inning. So, Texas having a very good pitching day inside the circle there. Shippey getting that hit. Then Shippey going 2-for-3 with an RBI. And then on the other side of things, Casey Freeze, coach, this kid continues to do things very, very well inside the circle, going six innings with a strikeout, and then also allowing three walks as well. But just talk about, again, just Casey Freeze and what she's meant to this team this year.
Well, she's meant a lot to us. I mean, she's kept us in a lot of games and pitched a lot of innings. And, we weren't able offensively to give her enough help, and to get things going there. Credit Davis. I mean, she pitched very, very, very well. That's why she's leading our conference in ERA. She's a tough pitcher to hit. She just, she's not overpowering. The one thing we didn't do, we didn't strike out a lot, which she gets a lot of strikeouts. We didn't strike out a lot. We had our walks. We battled her. We just couldn't get the barrel on the softball. And when that happens, I think at times you just have to tip your cap to the other team and the other pitcher and say, hey, she's got something to do with that. So we tried to make a few adjustments, and we started getting to her at the very end. But in the end, she was just a little too tough. And we just offensively couldn't do things that we needed to. So, it was a tough game. It was one of those deals. We had a play at home that would have changed this game completely. It was ruled obstruction. And then after going back and watching the video, it was very clear that it was not obstruction, and Shippey made an unbelievable play and it really gave them two runs. And so that was frustrating, but that's the way this thing goes. So we just can't afford to, you know, we're still giving teams too many free passes and hit by pitches and stuff like that. And so when that happens, as good as Casey's thrown, she still gives up runs, and that's been the hard part. So she threw well enough, and we just couldn't get enough scratched across to get this thing done.
Coach, you mentioned it there towards the beginning when we started breaking down the games, but Brandy comes in game two, final score in that game, 3-5. But Brandy comes in, and all things considered, Brandy's had a very solid game in game two against Texas inside the circle, not allowing a run in until the fifth inning and only allowed one hit in the first four innings. Your thoughts on game two?
Yeah, I thought Brandy threw well. We came out and scored some runs and got on the board first. And as good as she was throwing, I felt like we were in a good spot. And we couldn't scratch across any more runs. I think that we left 9 or 10 runners on base. We couldn't get that final knockout blow, which we've got so often this year. We had runners on base like crazy. I think we had 7 walks and maybe a hit by pitch or something. I don't know. We had a bunch of people on base, and we just couldn't get the final knockout blow. I think, you know, if we go back and look, we kind of go as Shippey, Lynch, and Mickelson go at times, and then Montgomery kind of cleans us up. And, you know, Lynch and Mickelson kind of struggled some that first and second game, and we just couldn't get a – you know, when those kids are going well, we really score runs, and when they struggle some, it's tough off on us. So we were up, I think, 3-0, and then we gave up a big getting there, and that's kind of been our MO. We just can't seem to stop the bleeding at times, and it's hard. It's a mentality, and it's a toughness, and as tough as we've gotten, we still have more steps that we've got to take to be the type of program with the type of culture that it takes to, that, you know, to just say enough's enough, and somebody's got to make a pitch, and somebody's got to make a play, and somebody's got to get a big clutch 2-out hit. And we've done it a lot, but we've just got to do it more often.
So we go to – that brings us now to game 3 of the series. Final score 7-8. Very close game. And this one, as I mentioned, there was a pitcher's duel until this game where both teams offensively just came to play in this one. You know, Holcomb ends up going 3-for-4 with an RBI. Shippey goes 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs. And Lynch has a really good day at the plate, going 3-for-5 with 2 RBIs as well. Coach, your thoughts overall on game 3?
Well, like I told you, when Taylor Lynch is going well, we score runs. She was 3-for-5. Her 2 outs were absolutely screamers. Did they somehow caught? She kind of caught fire yesterday. Maddie Holcomb was unreal. Shippey had a couple great at-bats. We just, you know, we did some other things. I think Dre McKee, who's a kid that we haven't talked a lot about, she got a start yesterday and was 2-for-4 or 2-for-3. Thought she was really good. Made some nice plays. This was the day for us. After I think the third inning, I think there was a run scored in every inning until the seventh. And I looked at our staff and I said, if we can just put up a 0 on the scoreboard, we'll win this game. And we couldn't, and that was tough. And our offense did what they've done for the most part of this year. They really fought. They gave us a chance, and I thought we really played really well. We had the one error, but you know it didn't essentially cost us big. We bounced back. We made some plays. We just couldn't. We just couldn't stabilize it in the circle, and So it's just one of those days. It's just a Sunday game in a lot of conferences when there's a lot of runs scored, and you know you've seen somebody for the third day in a row, and we've just got to continue to fight. It's I was telling people yesterday in my radio stuff, this team is getting better, a lot better. The way we base run, the way we're playing defense, our offensive approach, we're doing a lot of things well. And it's just, Jared, this game close doesn't count. I mean, you gotta end up with more runs. And so we're getting there. It's just a fight, and it's frustrating. I just hurt for these kids because I want it so bad for them, and they want it. But, the price and the taste of victory is so good. We're trying to get that. And as we keep taking steps, we're closer each day. But, boy, it's tough. It really is tough.
This is TCRS, the Coach Road Show, on the 100% Food Hotline, brought to you by Vinci. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back in about 30 seconds, and we will preview the upcoming game against Arkansas.
Hey, this is Ashley Carter, former professional softball player for the Pennsylvania Rebellion. Make sure you guys check out VinciPro.com, makers of high-quality baseball and softball equipment. Make sure you don't go on the field without it, and go on VinciPro.com to check out and get your own very custom glove and use discount code HC01. To get 15% off your total score today.
If you drink a Yoo-Hoo and you don't like it, I will give you your money back.
And now it's time for your host, Jared Rogel.
And we're back here live on the 100% Food Hotline. Visit SpaceNutrientsStation.com. And for all your baseball and softball glove needs, go to VinciPro.com. Coach, let's jump into it. The next game for OSU softball will be tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. at Cowgirl Stadium. The game will also air on Fox Sports Plus. It is against the Arkansas Razorbacks, who we defeated earlier this season, 10-7. Arkansas is a troubled team. They are coming into this game after getting swept by Ole Miss, falling to Oklahoma, and getting swept by Auburn. And if anybody has not seen the scores against Auburn, let me read these to you now. They were 21-0, 23-0, and 10-0, all in 5 innings. So, Coach, what do you take from the first game against Arkansas earlier in the year? Obviously, it was a while ago, so both of these teams are different teams than they were back towards the beginning of the season.
Yeah, as bad as that Auburn stuff sounds, they played much better this weekend against Ole Miss. Obviously, yep. Auburn's offense is unbelievable, and Arkansas's only pitching really looks like one kid now, and that's Grace Mull, kid that throws really hard. I watched her last Tuesday or Wednesday against OU. She held OU to 3 runs. I think we all know that OU's pretty good, really good, and so they're a team that's getting better, even though their numbers don't look like it. I've spent a lot of time in that SEC, and when you're a new coaching staff coming in to what Arkansas had and what they've got moving forward here, I don't read into that a whole bunch, Jared, to tell you the truth. They're going to come in here. They're going to think that they've got a chance, to win. I'm sure they're happy to be out of their conference for a weekday game. But they've got some good kids. They've got a freshman who's having a great year, 12 home runs and hitting .345. So she's off to a great start. Grace Mull will give them a chance against anyone. Even though it didn't work out against Auburn. It's tough when you take over new programs, and you get yourself into the things, you're like, whoa, I didn't know about this and this and this. So we're going to have to play well to beat them. We had to play well to beat them at their home. We played them in the fall, and we beat them pretty good. But then when we played them in the spring, they were much improved. So I expect them to be much improved again because they are so battle tested against their conference. And that's what the SEC does. It thickens your skin and it makes you grow up fast. So I'm looking forward to having an opportunity against an SEC school at our home. Looking forward to having a great crowd. We've only got about 3 home games left. So we've had great crowds. I'm looking forward to finishing strong here. And then Friday, jumping on a plane and headed to Las Vegas to play UNLV.
All the best tomorrow against Arkansas. All the best at UNLV. The next home game after Arkansas will not be until May 10th when Tulsa comes to town. And then there will be another home game, the final home game, on May 13th against Oklahoma. And then, of course, the quick turnaround on May 14th. Everybody heads back to Norman to close out the regular season. Any closing comments this week?
No, just looking forward, Jared, to continuing to build this program. I told our kids we got off our bus last night close to midnight, and I just told them like I always do, how proud I am of them and how proud I am of their fight and their toughness, and more importantly how proud I am of them as people. And we've got a lot of good kids that are fighting and they're hurting, and like I told them, it's okay to hurt, and it should hurt when you're invested in what you do. When you don't always get the result that you want, it should hurt. And that's what makes people and programs thrive. And we're ready to take those steps of what it takes. And I'm just looking forward to what the future has this week. And we're looking forward to talking to you about it this next week.
This has been TCRS, the Coach Rope Show. Make sure everybody follows Blake and Abby on Twitter. Their handle is at TCR Show. Make sure you like the show's Facebook page. That is facebook.com/TCRShow. And make sure you guys get on vincepro.com for all your baseball, softball, glove needs. And for the most complete meal you will have during your day, visit spacenutrientsstation.com. Until next time, later times, everybody.